Blog Talk Radio.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. Up his case and he said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow, and he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss, and then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
This is
what finished. Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granted, if you don't fight, no child knows. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child knows.
What up? So, check it out. We're starting this brand new show, Mad Dog and Butch. I'm Butch. That's Mad Dog.
What's up?
Man, and all of a sudden, boom, everything shut down. Whole studio went black. It was crazy. Dark. Went dark.
We're actually in studio right now.
In
a little different.
A lot different, man. We're not too good at it. This tech stuff is not where I shine, you know what I'm saying? So, bear with us. We're gonna get it figured out. Doing out there, man. This is a show where we're gonna do whatever we want. We can talk about whatever we want. We can do whatever we want. We can just do whatever the hell we want. That's the talking, a little bit of music, a little more talking. I'm gonna try not to flap my lips too hard. It was just flap, flap, flap. So we're gonna get this thing figured out. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. It's going to be fun. We're going to give away some stuff. I don't know what yet because we don't have nothing to give away. We've got to figure something.
We're all giving stuff.
Right. That's what we do. We give shit away. Okay.
Might be some bad advice.
We got some advice.
I can give that all day long.
All right.
Give a call.
You call. You need some bad advice. You call Mad Dog and Butch. And we're going to give you the best, worst advice. Bad advice you ever had. So we're going to give a deal. We're going to tonight. It's about bad advice. We're going to get some bad advice out there. So hang out. Be cool. Tell a friend. Put the kids to bed because they probably don't need to be here. This is adult swing. And,
I wonder if that's the name for bad advice.
Bad advice. That's what we do. And live life in the fast lane. That's our first bad advice. Okay, slowly. All right. No eagle. Back. Back. I'm on the night train. Okay, I won't sing no more.
That's
Butch. That's Mad Dog. Mad Dog and Butch. What do you guys think?
Bad advice.
Bad advice. That's what we do. We give bad advice. We're looking at a few things, you know, and I came across this. It's called Stupid Criminals, all right? Because there's some stupid-ass criminals out there. And this guy here, it says, let's read it to you. A robbery suspect who couldn't wait to tally up his ill-gotten proceeds was arrested this week outside a bank in Alaska. In Alaska, how many people are, how are you going to even pull that off? You know, there's only 12 people in the town. What's your getaway car, your name?
Is it a helicopter?
It
I don't think this guy was on a helicopter.
No, because he, no. Moments after giving the teller a note with his real name and birthday, authorities said, Atlanta, in Anchorage, a few minutes after leaving First National Bank of Alaska with $400 in a bag on Tuesday. Dude, you gotta give more money. The Anchorage Daily News and cops look very far to call her there, man, according to the FBI. It is my understanding he was sitting outside the bank counting his money when police arrived. Stacy Fedger, an FBI spokeswoman in Alaska, told the newspaper minutes earlier, Nash entered the bank with a large backpack at about 4 p.m. Tuesday, did a charging document filed Wednesday in the U.S. District Court of Anchorage. This is a holdup in continental U.S. and also has Nash's personal information on it. No weapons were used during the alleged heist. Lucky for him, he doesn't get a robbery.
FP
said. All right, I like it. See, that's why we're a team here. This is probably the quickest apprehension in recent history, at least local for Anchorage, she told the newspaper. Nash later confessed to the robbery. According to the criminal complaint, he had prior convictions for stealing personal property in 93 and forgery in 2000. He also received a court-martial in 96 for distributing drugs, according to an affidavit filed by the FBI. This guy is a winner. A spokeswoman for the attorney's office in Alaska says the office neither confirmed nor denied that Nash was under the influence of drugs or alcohol during the heist. So he got drug testing. He can't just guess.
I think it matters at this point. I think the guy's...
He robbed the bank, ran outside and sat in his friggin' on his
getaway Ski-Doo.
Yeah, I wonder what the guy was. I mean, was he driving? This guy, he wasn't. He's probably sitting on the sidewalk, counting his money, figuring out what he's gonna do next. How he's gonna get, you know? Oh, what?
Who's
I don't know, man. $400 in bags.
Not gonna do it.
$400. Wait, one, two, they show five right there. Yeah, this, I don't know. It's on the internet.
I forgot about that.
Right, so you gotta just read that. It's pretty deep. You can't be a dumb criminal. I mean, you really can't.
I think the dumbest criminal is the one you find out. You don't hear it.
Right. Let's see. We don't know.
That's not good advice.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking like a block. Let's get out of town for a little bit with the 400. Try not to be seen counting it. How far is that? Are we talking?
We're in Alaska.
I've never been. Have you been?
No, I never have. I want to. In the summer. I want to go there in the winter. Why would I want to be there in the winter?
I feel like I've lived there watching the Deadliest Catch. You know, I'm old.
Right?
Yeah.
What happened to the Deadliest Catch? Is it over?
I couldn't tell you. I don't get to watch TV anymore.
You don't? Advice. Don't take a nap when the house is your robin.
Right? There's a couple spots I think you don't want to get caught.
And that's one of them?
After you rob a house or work.
At work?
I mean, I'm not saying don't nap at work, just what I'm saying is don't get caught.
Right. Do you nap at work?
No.
No. Hell no. Are you listening? Burglar snoozing away inside the Connecticut home. Officers responded to the break-in around 7 a.m. 7 a.m.? What was I am robbing?
Hey, I think it's about the time you get started. I'm at work. He's
That's some good bad advice right there. If you're a robber, get in early, man. Get your day done and get on with it.
You got it passed out?
Yeah. Officers responded to the break around 7 a.m. Sunday in New Haven. The homeowner wasn't inside at the time, but she watched the suspect to the system. Don't look for that kind of stuff. Right?
I'm not sure it matters. I've seen a lot of trailers get stolen and things. They got pictures and everything. I'm not fully sold on the surveillance. I mean, at least you know, like, if someone steals your stuff, it's not your friend. Like, you feel good about that.
Right there. That's a really good bad advice.
Thank you.
Police said they found a 27-year-old suspect sleeping on the living room sofa. He hasn't been charged with third-degree burglary, and first-degree criminal trespass. He has been with third-degree burglary and first-degree criminal trespass. What is first-degree burglary and second-degree burglary? I mean,
I think one of them is like third, you know, like a murder where you are like planning it or.
Okay. So third-degree is like, oh, I didn't really.
I meant to rob it, but I didn't mean to fall asleep, so I think that's kind of where they're going.
Well, I fell asleep, but I wasn't going to rob him. But then I did. I didn't plan on it. I planned on going to take a nap. That'd be first degree.
Take a nap wherever you want.
You don't have, I mean, I don't know.
That's not ever. So I was glad that nobody found me there in the morning or was at work with me in the back.
Here's another dumbest criminal.
This
guy was arrested after trying to trade weed for a sheriff's SUV.
It's in Colorado. It should be legal. I don't know why I wouldn't take that deal.
Well, because you can't trade.
You can do whatever you want.
But you just can't get caught. It's not illegal until you get caught.
It's not.
Unless you get caught. Right?
Oh, that's a.
Let's see here. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Coloradian legal home and travel.
This is a bold faced lie. Fake news.
Is this? It's on the internet. It's got to go.
It's got to be a 30 year old, right? Why is it in Colorado? Like,
because I don't think you can still do homegrown. I don't know. I'm lying. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm going to give you some bad.
Let's see what you got.
Okay. Illegal home and whatever. An SUV on Craigslist. A vehicle that happened to be owned by a sheriff. So this dude called the sheriff and said, dude, this is weed, bro. I got weed in that truck. I pound weed.
Dude, do you know? So I'm selling a couple dirt bikes because Mason's grown out of them.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, believe it or not. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
I have been offered, somebody on my phone, one guy offered me $50 for this dirt bike. And I told him, I was like, for $50, I'll let you watch me run it over with the pickup truck.
For $50, I'll smack you in the back of the neck. Bend over. Put your head down like this so I can smack you. What an idiot. Who is he talking? I don't understand.
That's my
guess. Zach Court, Tell County Sheriff Jason Excel. Hey, Jason Sheriff. Mike, what he said. He just. 1 week. 1 year old woman arrived for the swap and were arrested. This has got to be an old one. Authorities said they found about 4 pounds of illegal marijuana in the duo's car. The men and women were charged with possession, intent to sell. Mike says he won't relist SUV. Right, yeah. Dealer. His wallet. This drug dealer's hidden cash. I wrecked him in the police station. So he shoved the freaking cash up his ass and it fell out. First of all, how do you get it in there?
Would you still spend it?
Was it quarters? Was it nickels? Was it dollars? I mean,
this guy looks like he probably had half dollars.
Man, it looks like what's his name? What you talk about with us?
Like Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
It looks like the Bubba on Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this robber left his resume matching to the crime. If you need me to rob more stuff, this is where you get a hold of me. Okay, I'm really good. I've been robbing stuff for a long time.
I started the name.
I'll never let you. Come on now.
Come on.
I'm up. Oh my gosh, this guy here. I'm gonna get back after this one. Florida police arrested a man following a traffic stop. He was carrying drugs and a large amount of money.
For a second. First off,
he said in a Facebook post during the stop of marijuana, and upon searching the car, he found methamphetamine, cocaine, and heroin. A scale was also recovered from the vehicle. Police said he was carrying a small amount of marijuana and a large amount of currency on his person. They arrested Stokes and brought him to Marion County Jail. But when they got there, cops said the money they found earlier was gone. So let me get this. They put the money in and they gave it back and said, hold on to this until we get to the station.
Yeah, if you don't mind, you know.
I mean, because we just want to, I don't really have a wallet. I'm not going to put it in my rectum. So
I think we got to do a little more search on this. Because
in depth, you go search him in depth. I'm not going. A minute, okay? Because I want to find out.
Rectum.
You nearly killed him.
That's what I heard.
We're going to put this on. We're going to see what happens. It's when the thunder rolls, okay? That shit, the shit hits the fan.
Was that a song?
Rectum.
Three:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying against the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. Thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But all the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows, and the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls and the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm goes on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
Hey, we'll be right back.
Upon me.
little Ozzy Osbourne. That's a good song. Ozzy's good, man. He's still good.
Never heard of him.
What else did we play? We did play some Linkin Park. We played some Linkin Park. That was Linkin Park. What else? Play Grease.
We were chatting away.
Green Day.
Should have been chatting on the...
Right. But some things you just got, you know, it's our first show.
He's on into it. We can't just drop it like a top.
We don't know what we're doing, you know what I mean?
I think we do. We just act like we don't. We got all the bad advice.
Right? How much bad advice do you want? Because we got it for you.
Unlimited supplies.
Right.
While they last.
In fact, you guys can call in. 213-943-3552.
Hey, let's talk about a little bit about what we think we're going to do with this thing. I think that's what we were chatting about, kind of some ideas on what where we're going to go with this. Like, you know, maybe we can, whoever's listening right now can maybe send some ideas. They might want to hear from. I know I got a couple people in mind we were talking about. People from the music industry. We obviously have connections to the racing industry, but maybe not just back to the go-kart stuff. Let's go reach out to the dirt world and the sprint car world and the BMX world. And,
right.
I mean, you
all
got
sports show, you know, like,
yeah,
not just
baseball,
specific.
Dude, we're always going. I mean, you know, you came from a sport bike background on the big tracks. I know you got some reach there, and then even let's reach back even a little bit more to the
right.
We don't know much about that. We'll,
right, because there's a lot of Olympians that come out of Tahoe. You know,
I know.
There is. There's
I love when you get up there, you kind of pull into, like, when it's in the middle of winter and it's that place is just going nuts with. Well, I know you guys are probably bummed on all the tourists, but it's kind of part of the thing up there too, right? With the.
It didn't used to be when I was little. You could still ride your snowmobile down Highway 50 in Myers and freaking
they
go to the bar.
Down.
You can't go rip down there and go to the bar and freaking.
Not on a snowmobile.
Yeah, I mean you could, but not like they used to then. You know what I mean?
During the weekday, I would say it'd probably be a little bit more lenient.
You're not supposed to ride them on the road.
Right. But you're not supposed to ride a dirt bike on the road either. But we do it.
Right. I don't have a dirt bike.
Well, if
I
you did,
scooter.
I see that scooter. It kind of looks like a scoot cart.
It's pretty simple. Oh, yeah. It's a rail art.
Oh, boy. That is full custom. What do you use there?
White House.
Match is perfect.
Right.
The grease doesn't even stick to it.
Right. I was trying to get the grease to stick to it so it, like, blend in a little better, you know? I was trying to get some color. Cause...
Yeah, that's stupid white and red, you know? Clean.
Right. I used the new one, though. I ordered that one.
I heard that new, Irel knows that, like, 2,000 pounds of downforce on the front end. Is that true? Can you confirm or deny?
Not quite that much.
1,500 pounds?
Ounces. Per hour.
Per square inch. .com. Let's get back to that. I want to hear about Tahoe.
Let's talk about freaking karting real quick.
I don't want to talk about go karts right now.
I killed it.
You're coming up. We talked about that earlier.
Great race, dude.
You do anything wrong, and if you're
probably
gonna be
my favorite one ever.
Did you win?
No, it was one of my favorite ones ever.
That's what I'm talking about. I think I told you that a long time ago. Some of my funnest races, I didn't even win.
Right.
Winning's fun. Don't get me wrong. I heard someone say this the other day too, which was awesome to hear. You know who it was actually, we're talking about earlier, Brian Deegan and Haley Deegan. I think they said, we go out to the racetrack to have fun, but it's the most fun when we win. I think that's got to be pretty true. You feel pretty good.
Right. Oh, yeah. You get that extra. You know what I mean? You're that extra.
It's a feeling like.
Especially when you, like, qualify first.
Well,
and you get first in the heat, and then you get first.
How much work did you put in? I mean, you're coming up on your third year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you put in more. I mean, this is talking about go-karting, but it also is talking about, like, the work ethic. Like, you put in probably more laps than anybody in the last 2 years.
No, because I didn't do a lot last year.
I know, but I mean, even in the first year, dude, you were just burning up all of your equipment, which is not a bad thing, but you were, it was like that trade-off. You had to use the equipment up to
Right, you're right. Because I did, like, as much as I did, like, 2.5 seasons.
everyone else.
Right.
Chilling tires.
Every
chilling
weekend.
Parts.
I think my first year, I missed like 2 weekends.
I would.
Where I'm at, you know, well, you know, I didn't like get in it and go, woo, I'm at the front. I mean, it took me a minute.
I can't drive anymore, dude.
We gotta see.
Butch here. And I just want to tell you guys, man, if anybody's still listening or whoever hears this on the podcast, because you can listen to it anytime. Seriously, this is going to be a cool thing, man. Matt Doc's got some big, big plans, and we're going to do some cool things. So tell a friend and hang out, man, with Matt Dog and Butch, where we give good, bad advice. All right? So let's hang out, man. Tell your buddies.